It's Thursday, the 4th of August, and it's another one of those strangely calm and peaceful mornings. Again, hardly a breath of air. Not as grey as yesterday morning. There are some wee blue patches up there. It's pretty mild, to be honest. It's great to have some nice, well, if not glorious, sunny weather, some nice warmish weather back, nice and dry. Everything's pretty dry actually. So I look over the garden to the fenceless garden, to my new, albeit temporary, extended and wooded garden, my small copse of trees. I think I've created a problem actually for Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird. Because there was a skirmish in the garden just 10 minutes ago, and I looked out my room and called to my wife to look out the kitchen window, and there were about 7 or 8 blackbirds all very close together and squabbling. Then it dawned on me the reason, or I suspect the reason. It was Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird fending off intruders. Why so many intruders? Well, the fence is down. So my view on that is that outside blackbirds have seen this as a whole new garden. They don't recognise the garden that was and knew they would be hunted and chased by the residents if they came in. And they're seeing this as a whole new garden, and now they're fighting over it. That was my theory, so I put it to the test. And I said to my wife, if I go out the back door, the intruders will all fly off and the resident pair will stay, if I've got it right. And that's exactly what happened. All the rest flew away into the trees. And our pair just leapt up to a tree each, right just the other side of the old gardens of it, and squawked and squealed and chirped, as if to say, go on, get out, clear out, don't come back. So I've created a problem, and the quicker the fence goes up, the quicker they'll get some sanity back in their lives. There's a beautiful spider right in front of me. It's created a web between two of the stalks of the ornamental grass. I wouldn't have seen that web because it's end on if the spider hadn't moved. Ah, goodness, there's a ladybird. See what happens when you get up close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A 7 spot ladybird. And it's not red, it's that ruddy brown. Is that a colour? Ruddy brown. Looks to me to be a mature specimen. Hark at me. Guess it's on their teeth, or the aphids that are still crawling up and down this, those wee white, beigey aphids. Nature study in front of your nose, all too busy to notice it at times. I'm feeling good this morning again, in fact I'm feeling very good. That burden that lifted from myself. In other words, a self-inflicted burden that's gone, and I just feel totally different now in the mornings and during the day. I'm feeling healthily fit from even more exertion yesterday, taking shipping all those broken fence panels and out the front to the car, and then taking that to the local tip dump. Hello, Mr. Byford. How are you? I know. Yeah, I know. We'll get your fence back up, don't worry. I'm doing that and then coming back and then having to break up all the foliage and the old stuff that chopped away for the fence builders. So I'm feeling pretty fit now. Or am I just kidding myself? No, I'm feeling good mentally, I'm feeling good physically. It's nice to be out here. Hot cup of tea. Fresh, calm air. No smell this morning, strangely. Oh, I do have great hearing again. That left ear that wouldn't clear when I had them syringed 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was back over yesterday. And the nurse, a guy called John, nice guy. Anybody who likes Wishbone Ash, a nice guy. Yeah. He said it ain't coming. It was like Scotty on Star Trek. I can't get the matches to light. No. It'll no move. It'll no move. It's stuck in there. What do you want me to do? He says, it's your choice. I says, get that thing in there and get blasting. I'll tell you if it gets painful. So he turned it up to full blast. And then there was a whoosh. And the water came out my other ear. Yeah, the old ones are the best. He said if he'd had a pound for every time he'd heard that one. No, this, I hope you're not eating. This big, horrible plug of wax came out. Even amazed him. So I stood up, cleaned myself down, and then started stumbling around a wee bit. This is my balance reset itself by gyro. What a difference. Oh my goodness, having full hearing back. I might go for a walk in the woods after breakfast, whether I get the chance. Message for Adrian Bix at Turbo Stream. It was a fence that was straight are facing the rear door of the house. Fence it is no more. I'd be happy to leave it like that actually, but all security would be gone. Not that there's anybody around here, but now that I've seen what it looks like to have a wee copse of trees and an extended garden, this makes me want to move again. I want some land, some pigs, some hens and we don't have dreams, huh? South Pacific.